The NBA holds its annual All-Star Game Sunday in Philadelphia. Some observers wonder if Allen Iverson and Michael Jordan, teammates on the Eastern Conference squad, might end up wrestling over the basketball. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now with a mid-season report on the league. Morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
How's Jordan's comeback working out in Washington?
Well, I think you'd have to say overall it's gone extremely well. The Wizards won 19 games all of last season. They've won 25 out of 46. They're in position to make the playoffs for only the second time since 1988. They're playing to sell out crowds. Most nights, Jordan is one of the best players in the league, even though he'll be 39 this month. He's had some marital difficulties. His wife filed for divorce, then a month later unfiled for divorce, so it hasn't been completely smooth. But overall, I think you'd have to say he's done as well as you could have possibly hoped. Of course, I say all that while noting that the Eastern Conference is far weaker than the Western Conference. The Wizards probably would not be a playoff team if they were in the West, but as it happens, they're in the East.
Well, there's one team in the Eastern Conference worth talking about, though.
Certainly, the New Jersey Nets. Yes, the New Jersey Nets, a team that was last heard from when they were the New York Nets in the ABA and Julius Erving was their star in 1976. But they made a great trade during the offseason. They acquired Jason Kidd from the Phoenix Suns. And I think a lot of people would tell you, even though he doesn't score much, Jason Kidd is the MVP of the league right now because he has completely transformed the Nets from a team that won 26 games all of last season to the team that has the best record in the Eastern Conference right now. And Byron Scott, their coach, who played on those great Laker teams in the 80s with Magic Johnson, has completely changed the attitude around, and they play like a Western Conference team. They run up and down the court. They're exciting and fun to watch, and they're actually starting to get people to show up in that arena in the swamps of New Jersey now.
And how come the defending champion Los Angeles Lakers are not leading the West?
They're bored. It's February. Remember last season at this time, everybody was talking about the fact that Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant couldn't get along. They were fighting over the basketball. O'Neal was telling his teammates supposedly to freeze Bryant out. And then the playoffs came along and they just killed everybody. They lost one game on their way to their second NBA title. Now, the West is very strong. The Sacramento Kings have the best record in the league. They built that record with their best player, Chris Webber, being hurt for a lot of the season, and it should be interesting to watch them in the playoffs. But right now, the road to a championship still goes through L.A.
But you think the Western Conference playoffs will be competitive?
Oh, they should be fun this year because not only do you have Sacramento and L.A., but you've still got the San Antonio Spurs with Tim Duncan and David Robinson, the Minnesota Timberwolves. It really should be a lot of fun to watch those Western Conference playoffs.
How about the rules changes to make the game more exciting?
Well, give the NBA credit for trying. They've legalized zone defenses and made some other changes. I don't think the rules changes have brought about a lot of newness to the game. There is a little more scoring. I do think, though, that one thing that is really going to help the NBA over the next 10 or 15 years is the influx of foreign players and their influence in the game. Five of the All-Stars this Sunday are players who were born outside of the United States. And I think you're going to see more and more foreign players coming in. You're going to see Chinese players starting to have an impact in the league. And I think for Commissioner David Stern, that's great for his vision of world basketball. But more important, it's good for the NBA because it gives you new people to look at who play the game in a different way because they were raised in a different basketball environment.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.